Hello. I'm in London at an event called Listen Up, which is a British Council seminar subtitled Young Voices for Democracy, which is kind of
vague.
It is a bit vague, isn't it? But we do have some young democratic voices here, including Baiba and from Latvia. Yes.
Yes, I'm Baiba from Latvia, and I'm here because I also, for 10 years, I work as a trainer in national level for our national agency, and also a Youth in Action program. And I came here because I will do training in national level about the democracy projects. And I came here to get some experience and hear some inspirations and also find out more about what's happening in Europe around this topic.
It's obviously a very interesting time for notions of kind of national democratic control in Europe, because obviously the sort of wider influence of the European Union is, there's a struggle now between notions of what is democratic. How is that playing out in Latvia? How do you perceive that particular struggle in Latvia?
Oy, very challenging question. I in my everyday life, I work in local level, in local municipality in my NGO, and working with young people who are just normal young people and maybe not so successful in their life. And then I question myself, what is democracy in general? And of course, also today I was discussing with one of my friends that in idealistic way, it doesn't really exist in Europe, because some countries have more power, honestly, than other countries. And of course, with all the economical issues at the moment, which happening, it's quite tricky how to present this to young people.
Is it a conversation that's happening amongst young people? Do they feel in Latvia? Obviously, we can't talk about across the whole of Europe, but in Latvia, is the notion of empowerment or disempowerment from the political process something that young Latvians talk about?
Oh, it's again, I have only my point of view, but I work especially with with socially excluded young people more than with very advanced young people. And of course, many of them are not very much interested into the political level. But at the same time, what we try to do and I try to do in local level is to make them active and make them interested and make them understand that they actually the ones who can make difference, and the power is in them, and that you shouldn't wait all the time that state will help you, Europe will help you, that magic angel will come and help you, but you are the one who has the power and that you need to take an action.
Notions of power and where power sits within a culture are kind of I guess that has a big influence on how people act, the degree to which they feel empowered to have an influence. I don't know where I'm going to go with that line of questioning. I'm kind of thinking, how do you go about that? Because if that's part of what you're trying to do is to actually get them motivated to think about those things, what do you do with the notion of power and empowerment? How do you make them feel like their thoughts and actions actually have an influence?
You mean young people, in general, the one as I have social workers background but I mainly work as a youth worker, it's pretty much that person first of all understand his own value, that he is everybody is a value. And then it's through non-formal learning, non-formal education. This is why I'm using a lot as an instrument Youth in Action program. Youth exchange projects, voluntary services, and so on, which really makes young people realize resources they have in themselves. And then, of course, they are empowered because they have got confidence and they have saw what they can. And then actually, they managing to move on and get involved in NGOs, get involved in youth councils, get involved in different things.
I guess across the next couple of days we're going to hear a whole range of different perspectives. There are people here from a huge number of countries in within, I think there are a few from kind of, well, that are in Europe but not in the EU as well, and there's a couple of people here from Greece, so that's going to be very interesting. But it's, yeah, I'm fascinated to find out the degree to which people's sense of political empowerment is about engaging with the process or bypassing it. Because I think that in a lot of, for a lot of young people, there's a sense that the political process is kind of one that they feel detached from. That's what I see in Britain. And I'm interested to find out what youth workers from across Europe are experiencing in terms of kids understanding that. So that was a really, really useful perspective. And we'll be back later on with more. Thank you.